Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always gonna be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Well, this is a nervous, stressful little time for people if they've an Aer Lingus flight booked. The front of the Irish Independent says that the pilot strike could hit flights as early as next week. And Aer Lingus is saying that the cost of the strikes is between 20 and 25 million euro a day. Now, what the Indo says is that the Aer Lingus pilots belonging to IALPA could announce strike dates as early as today after they voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action. And as we know, Aer Lingus want them to give 15 days notice, but legally the union has to give 7 days notice. So potentially they could announce strike action today, which means that from next Tuesday, flights could be affected. Aer Lingus says that there appeared to be a determined approach by the pilots union to initiate industrial action, warning the disruption will be significant. Also on the front of the Irish Times, Irish holidaymakers face almost inevitable strikes at Aer Lingus in the coming weeks after pilots voted overwhelmingly for industrial action. IALPA confirming yesterday that pretty much all of its 668 members who voted over 3 days in a ballot backed industrial action up to and including a strike. 99% was the figure, 98% on the e-vote, 99% on the paper vote. So it looks like strikes are going to happen, almost inevitable as a consequence, possibly before the end of June, says the Irish Times. And as I say, Indo says could happen next week. So as I say, a nervous time if you're due to be flying with Aer Lingus. Although Michael O'Leary again on the Pat Kenny show here on News Talk yesterday, kind of playing down the impact of an Aer Lingus strike, saying that, you know, he has capacity on Ryanair. There is capacity on some of the other flights or some of the other planes in the Aer Lingus group. So maybe not as big a deal as has been portrayed. Other big story in the front of the Irish Times is that European leaders are set to back Ursula von der Leyen for a second term as the head of the European Commission. It follows a push to settle on their pick for the powerful position quickly. So they had an informal meeting in Brussels yesterday and it looks like Ursula von der Leyen is back for a second term. The media are obsessed with stories like this. I'm not sure members of the public are on the edge of their seat wondering who'll be the president of the European Commission, but important nonetheless, and a very important job at the moment, which Ursula von der Leyen looks like she's getting for a second term. Now, the Irish Examiner, the front page, has a heartbreaking photograph of a woman holding the body of her 2-year-old niece in Rafah in Gaza. And the main story is that on the Irish Examiner, "Dear world, my name is Samia. You do not know me, but you may have seen my picture. I know that you have seen so many photos of my home and my people that it may be hard to recall one from another. But there's one picture of me you should remember because I'm holding the dead body of my niece, her tiny little frame swaddled in plastic. Her name was Massa. She was 2 years old. Now she is dead." You can read more about that on the front of the Irish Examiner, which ends, "If you choose to ignore, know that it is you who has abandoned me." And that story is written by Colin Sheridan in The Examiner. They also go on the front page with the Women's Aid Report. Frightening statistics here. Almost 3,350 more women suffered physical violence, ranging from stabbings to strangulation last year compared to 2022. These are record disclosures of domestic abuse to Women's Aid. An extra 520 women revealed they'd been sexually abused, including over 300 who said they'd been raped in 2023. And in total, Women's Aid receiving more than 40,000 disclosures of domestic abuse against women and children last year, which, as we hear, is the highest ever in the organisation's 50-year history. I can say it's staggering, but it means nothing. Women's Aid themselves are saying that the figures are staggering. It's also the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Spike in domestic abuse is tip of the iceberg. So while we have 40,000 incidents recorded, we're also hearing that this is the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's going on around the country. The charity's annual impact report showing 40,000 disclosures with the Women's Aid helpline and regional face-to-face services. These were the disclosures made during 28,000 contacts last year. It's up 18% on 2022. And Sarah Benson, chief executive of Women's Aid, says the number and nature of the disclosures is utterly appalling. One in four women in Ireland subjected to domestic abuse, also so many children, families and whole communities impacted. Now, elsewhere, the Irish Daily Star, my dad, the taxi rapist, attacker's girl, tells of family's nightmare over double rape. That's also the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Rapist dad broke us. The family of double rapist cabbie Raymond Shorten have disowned him. Last week, the 50-year-old was found guilty of raping two women in the back of his taxi. His daughter, Nikita, has given an interview to the papers saying that that man is nothing to us. On to lighter news, the Irish Sun on the front page goes with Taylor Swift, obviously coming to Dublin. I can't wait till these concerts are over because every day there's a story about Taylor Swift in the papers and playing gigs around Dublin and the UK. And the latest is that basically pubs want and restaurants want Taylor Swift to come and visit them. Swift Bank is the headline. Pubs and restaurants are desperate to have Taylor Swift's custom when she hits Dublin. Apparently she's been inundated with offers and a source told the Irish Sun the clamour to try and get Taylor to visit is insane. I bet it is. Is very good for publicity if you could get her to visit. So that's a lighter story on the front of at least one of the Irish newspapers. Inside, a couple of road safety stories. In the Mail, we're told less than half of child car safety seats are fitted correctly. So far this year, RSA experts have checked nearly 3,000 child car seats and found just 46% were fitted correctly. And it seems like maybe when they're being sold now, they're not fitted correctly anymore, where it used to be a big ordeal. And you know, you get this, at least the seat to be fitted properly. Doesn't seem to be happening as much anymore. But anyway, there's a big check it fits campaign being conducted by the RSA. Elsewhere in the Irish Independent, we're told that the number of learner drivers involved in fatal accidents has trebled in the space of 4 years. And now there are calls for an urgent ban on drivers repeatedly getting learner permits, in some cases for decades, without ever having sat a driving test. Which is kind of a mad anomaly in Ireland. And also you can go do your driving test, fail, and then get back behind the wheel. Dog attacks, we've heard about a lot of that in the papers recently. The latest in the Irish Independent is that a man had to be rushed to hospital after being attacked by a dog on the restricted breed list in Donegal on Sunday. The man was jogging between Muff and Quigley's Point when he was set upon by the dog after midday. The dog's understood to be a Rottweiler and was being walked on a lead by its female owner at the time, and of course the animal wasn't muzzled. Elsewhere, we have news that Niall Boylan wants to get back on the radio. The Irish Independent says that he's ruled out a general election, despite having no doubt he would be elected to the Dáil. He got a lot of votes, 50,000 votes. He says he would be elected to the Dáil, but he wants to get back on radio. And finally, from the Times of London, if you're an electrician, a plumber, a builder or a mechanic, we all know it's a well-paid job at the moment, but there's another way of making money, because we are told that a good carpenter is making $110,000 a year on TikTok showing their work. So this is a new way of making money, uploading videos onto social media of doing your electrical work or plumbing or building or fixing cars. A new generation of tradesmen and women are cashing in on the trend. They have sponsors and endorsement deals. They're basically like Kim Kardashian going around making an awful lot of money on TikTok. And they reckon that it helps the customer to be able to see videos of the people they have hired as well. So there we go. Those are the stories in the paper.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.